And joining us now in the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Crest Ridge Cougars and Coach Flip Quarter. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Hey, no problem. I always enjoy visiting with you.
And we're going to talk about the two members from your squad that made the Dream Team this year. We'll start with the underclassmen first, and Garrett Haper.
Yeah, Garrett was a junior for us this year, was our leading scorer on the season, started every game. This was his third year as a varsity player, and started a lot for us last year. Was Dream Team last year as well as a sophomore. And you know, he was kind of our motor that made us go this year. If he played well, we had a good chance of being competitive and getting some wins. The games where he didn't play well was, you know, going to be pretty tough for us. He's not a very big guy, only about 5'6" or so, very quick, good shooter from outside. Kind of struggled a little bit throughout the season, but really played pretty well at the end of the year and had some of his best games and led us in scoring, three-point shooting, free throw percentage. Most of our offensive categories, with the exception of rebounds, he was one of our leaders or second on the team.
And being a leader in that many categories and things for your squad, is he kind of stepped into a leadership-type role? Is he kind of a vocal leader as well on the floor?
He's definitely not a vocal leader. He is one of the most quiet, unassuming kids I've ever been around. And, you know, his leadership, because he was a captain of force this year, his leadership comes from, you know, just a positive attitude. He doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it's pretty meaningful, and people listen to it. But he leads on the floor with his actions because he's there in the weight room every day in the summer. He's usually one of the first to get in there, one of the last to leave. Just really works hard and leads by example more so than by what he says. And I'd like to see him be a little bit more vocal next year because we'll have him back again. And you know, that's just not in his nature, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, he makes it work, and that's good because this year he led with example, and then we had our senior person on here, Justin Donalds. We'll talk about here in a few minutes. He was the vocal guy of the group, and they made it work real well.
How comforting is it as a coach to have a player like Garrett come back for you next year, and knowing that he's capable of doing so much, you know, stat wise and game wise, and his work ethic and everything? How important is that to have that come back and be a senior and kind of show the younger athletes, you know, hey, this is how you work, this is how you do it?
Oh, it's very comforting because, you know, we go through and look at a lot of people's, you know, stats and all conference, all district stuff at the end of the year, and there sure were a lot of seniors listed on a lot of the postseason teams that we've looked at. And you know, it's nice to look through there and say, well, we get our best guy back, you know, our best guy statistically, we get him back next year. And that's very nice to have because he's been around. I mean, he knows the system. He knows what we're trying to do. And, you know, you don't always get that. Usually your best players may be a senior and you lose them and you've got to try to replace them. And we're going to lose a couple of really quality seniors for us this year, but we returned 75% of our scoring, 75% of our rebounding, pretty much everything across the board. We bring back about three quarters of it. And Garrett's a huge part of that. And he is consistently gotten better from his freshman year where he just played a little bit sparingly, and then last year as a sophomore he went from averaging about 1.5 points a game as a freshman to averaging about 8 as a sophomore. This year he was a double digit scoring guy, and we look forward to seeing him do the same thing again next year. And you know, maybe instead of averaging 10.2 points a game, you know, bump that up to 14 or 15, which would make a big difference in what we're going to be able to do as a team, because he went through some patches this year where he was pretty inconsistent. He might score 20 one night and turn around the next night and score 4, and then he'd be back to 20 again. And it really wasn't until about the last third of the season that it felt like he was really hitting a stride and playing his best and most consistent basketball, where he was putting up consistently 15, 17, 20 points a game.
All right, very good. And the other member of your team that made the Dream Team this year is the senior, Justin Donald. You mentioned him briefly. Let's talk about that young athlete.
Justin Donald, he is an athlete, that's for sure. He's all-state defensive back, football player. He was running back on the football team for the last 3 years, leading rusher this year. Just a fantastic athlete, an even better kid. Hard worker, another kid like Garrett that, you know, in the weight room every day in the summer. He's there in weights class every day, works hard, and really gets after it. This was his fourth year as a varsity player. Once again, kind of played sparingly as a freshman, started just about every game as a sophomore. Last year, his junior year, we only got him for 3 games. He hurt his ankle in district football, And after the season got done, he tried to tough it out, and it just never got any better. And we lost him after the third game of the season. He was our leading scorer through three games last year. You know, this year was his first year back. And, man, it would have been nice to have had him last year, but I was real glad to have him this year because his leadership, you know, I mentioned earlier, he was the vocal guy. You know, he was the one that if you were doing something good, you know, he'd tell you that you were doing something good, and he'd give you the, you know, handshake and, you know, give you a pat on the back. And if you were doing something that he didn't feel was up to standard, then he was going to let you know that too. And being a senior, you know, that he took a lot of responsibility in doing that. And a lot of the other kids looked up to him for doing that. And, you know, it's going to be tough to replace some of the offensive stuff. He was our second leading scorer on this season, averaged just about 9 points a game, and was our second leading three-point shooter. And he was our best defender. But the biggest thing that's going to be tough for us to replace will be that vocal leadership. And hopefully somebody will step up and take over for JD there, because that's going to be a big piece.
Well, and you mentioned it too, just briefly, that you can't just always focus on the bad. As long as they do it, you know, both ways, good and the bad, that shows a lot about his character to be able to do that.
Yeah, and he had an ability to kind of keep things light. He could lighten the mood. You know, he's a very funny kid, but at the same time, when things need to be serious, he'd get serious. And every day, when we started practice, we dismissed kind of late every day, so we don't start practice till about 3:30. I'd blow the whistle at 3:30. And I'd say, JD, that's all I'd have to say. And he would get those guys going, and he'd run them through pre-practice. And, you know, that was nice to have. That's going to be something I'm going to miss out on next year, is being able to just say, all right, JD, run them through stretches, run them through warm-ups. You know, this is the warm-up that we're going to do today. And know that it was going to get done and done right. And one of those extra things that he kind of took it upon himself, that he wanted that responsibility. And the kids responded to that.
Well, and it sounds like he's kind of like a coach on the floor for you.
He really was. And, you know, he was dedicated, and I'd love to have him for another couple of years, because, you know, we got to where we were doing a lot of junk defenses towards the end of the season against some of the better individual players that we play. Like, we played Sweet Springs, and we're playing against Andrew Krause, who averaged about 20 points a game this season. We got to put a box and one on him, and J.D., you know, he wanted the challenge. He wanted to be the guy to try to shut the other team down. And one night when we did that against Krause, I get a text message one night, and JD was like, how many did he score? I told him how many it was. And you could tell, you know, when we talked the next day at practice, he was angry. You know, he didn't want him to score any points. So for him to score anything against him was, he took a little umbrage to that. And he had probably one of his toughest practices right after that. He was going to get after it and said, next time we do this, you know, my guy's not going to score. Well, that didn't exactly happen, but that was the mindset that JD had. And, you know, he was a bulldog out there, and the type of kid that you wish you had about 20 of them. It'd make our job as coaches a lot easier.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Crest Ridge Cougars, Coach Flip Quarter, and the two members from his team that made the Dream Team this year, and Garrett Haper and Justin Donald. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover on these two athletes?
No, they're both great kids, and I look forward to seeing, you know, Garrett coming back next year, and JD's going to go over to Valley next year and play some football, which, you know, we'll continue to follow him doing that. And both of them are working in the spring right now. Garrett's a baseball player. JD's busy running track, and good luck to them on that. And big thanks to KMZU for all the coverage you guys give high school athletes and everything, and for doing the Dream Team, the fifth quarter show and all that stuff. It's amazing what you guys do, and just want to thank you for it.
Very well said. Again, Coach Flip Quarter of the Crest Ridge Cougars on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.